Shots Radio with Rich Wyatt, and we've got a weekly chat with the boss, Andy Scott. Now, Andy, let's talk FA Cup action last Sunday. Really good goalless draw in the end against Rochdale, but frustrating you didn't get the win.
Yeah, it was in the end. You know, particularly second half, we were dominant. You know, their keepers made probably four outstanding saves. We've had plenty of chances, but it wasn't to be our day. You know, but we performed really, really well against a strong side who were doing well in League One. So we were in the hat for the third round, and you know, we would have settled for that before the game, but certainly afterwards, it was a game that we could quite easily have won.
You've got the replay this coming Tuesday evening, but you've got another match before then, another cup game. But obviously, it'd be good to get through that game because you've got Nottingham Forest in the third round. So if you've got sort of one eye on that, are you just going to concentrate on that match?
No, we've got to concentrate on the game. You know, we played very well against them in the first leg. You know, the replay is going to be different. They had a few illness and injuries. You know, we know they're going to be strong, and we've got to perform very well to get through. But if we play like we did in the first tie, then you know, we're going to give ourselves a good chance, which is obviously the carrot is Nottingham Forest in the next round, which would be a terrific occasion. So we've got to go into that game with full of confidence and looking for the result.
Obviously, before those games, got other matches go. You had one midweek in the Vanarama Conference, a very disappointing, frustrating 1-0 defeat home to Macclesfield, but obviously Macclesfield a top five side.
Yeah, they're second at the moment, you know, after beating us, but the disappointing thing is we didn't perform anywhere near the levels that we have been recently, you know, and that was an opportunity miss because I didn't think they were great on the night. They might be better than that normally, but certainly it was, you know, on the night we didn't perform, we didn't pass the ball well enough, we didn't work as a group as we have been doing, and you know, it was the first time probably in probably 2.5 months that I've been out to say that, you know, we were really poor for unknown reasons, individuals starting to do their own thing and playing their own way, and it shows that when we do that, then we don't get the results. So we've got to knuckle down and perform better on Saturday against Burgess Hill to make sure that we go into the Rochdale game, you know, with a win under our belts and getting back on track.
Do you think it might have been down to a little bit of the FA Cup second round action?
No, I don't think so. I think for me there's no excuses. You know, I put a side out that have all performed well in recent weeks, and we had to freshen it up. There's a few players that couldn't play and a couple of injuries, so though we changed the side around a little bit, we still should have had enough out there to win the game and certainly play better than we did. So there's no excuses. I'm not going to make any excuses for that. It just wasn't good enough.
Well, another chance to have a cup run as well this Saturday at the Electrical Surf Stadium, home game in the FA Trophy against Burgess Hill Town. But obviously never underestimate sides that are lower in the league than you.
No, especially a side they're unbeaten in the league. I saw them on Tuesday night, and they're a strong outfit, they're organised, they've got some good young players and plenty of energy. So no, we're not underestimating them at all. You know, it's an opportunity for another cup run. We did very well in the trophy last year, and disappointing to go out in the quarterfinals. So we want to go a bit further this year. So, you know, it's a home tie. We've got to perform better than we did Wednesday and make sure that we do better as individuals and as a team to make sure that we get the result.
Injury worries, concerns at all for the match?
Yeah, it's like a recurring theme. That's the only thing that's you know, has been consistent this year, really, is our injuries. We've still got four or five out long term. We've still got a few that have come back from injuries and obviously played a couple of games this week, and we've got a couple of games coming up next week. So we've got to be careful that we don't overdo it with some players and then get injuries through fatigue. So, but when you've got a small squad, there's not much mixing and matching you can do. So we'll do what we can to get the strongest side out, and you know, whoever we put out should be able to perform to the levels to win games.
No, we must just give a quick mention to the Players Share Fund. They're helping you out quite a bit this season again. They just helped out with Dan Holman.
Yeah, they've valuable to us. Dan's a player who's come in and had a really good impact, and you know, Nick Fryer and the rest of the Player Share have been fantastic with helping us out, and when you ask the question, they usually come good with the money and support us, and which is for a manager is priceless. It's fantastic, and you know, they do very well at raising money and give us that extra bit to help out, and when things are tight, it's valuable.
All right, fantastic. Well, Andy, thanks for joining us, and good luck Saturday.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyatt. Just had our weekly update with the boss, Andy Scott, here on Shots Radio.